Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight. Welcome to the Soggy Mudtoe at Midnight Soggy Wet Person Show. My name is Mudtoe. Thank you for joining me. And I just walked in the door from my Friday night football, high school football filming assignment. And we had a nice, not hard rain, but steady rain through the whole game. And I did not realize until I got in my car just how soaked I was becoming. But I've got three layers of shirts and two layers of pants, which I put on because I knew it was. I expected it to be chilly, and then expected it was going to be wet. And I am soaked, and I'm trying to say, I just walked in, so I'm trying to get rid of these, and I'm trying to pull things off over my head. So if I lose you, please be patient. Oh, and pulling wet stuff off is just. It's more like peeling than pulling. There we go. Oh, it's a good. This sweater has done good service. I thank you, sweater. And now it's. That's a fun thing. My headphone cord is going through the sweater now. It's like. Okay, how am I going to resolve that? Guess I'm not. Here, just hold on, just 1 second. Here, I'll keep talking so you'll know I'm still here. Passing there, I had to put the headphones through the sweater so that they wouldn't be hanging on them clothesline style through the whole show. All right, now I'm now it's like some sort of striptease that I'm describing to you. If someone described it to you, you wouldn't even know what was going on if I hadn't said something. But you can tell I'm a little bit jacked up here. Got my energy going. Actually, I feel quite, I guess energetic is the right word for the usual time. Usually when I'm doing this show, as I've commented to you before, I'm feeling rather low in energy because it's late and I've been doing things all day. But I've fallen into, since I haven't had a 9-to-5 type job, I've fallen into this pattern of staying up until 3 or 4 at night, either working on writing or just other kind of, because I can't sleep kind of stuff, and then sleeping until noon or 1 o'clock. And so since I've gotten used to that, this time of day is actually pretty, my legs won't bend, pretty ordinary to me now. I'm feeling just kind of coming into my best half day right now, my prime hours. Oh, man. I have my pants now, and they are just, oh, geez, this is definitely going to have to get hung up. Let me get the belts off here. All right, I'm feeling better already. Just getting out of that. I don't particularly care for being cold, and I don't particularly care for being wet. And being cold and wet is just not a good combination. But we now have a nice pile of cold, wet clothes, but I will not leave here to mildew, because my mom taught me not to do that. I will hang them up in the bathroom as soon as the show is over. Even my socks were not spared. Everything. Oh, what a day. I was up on the roof. It's one of the few rooftop assignments I've had. I won't say usually. I end up somewhere in the press box or near the press box. Sometimes they send you up on top of the press box, which can be interesting because it usually involves climbing a ladder, which is not my favorite thing in the world to do. And I did have to climb a ladder today, but it wasn't too bad. They had it at an angle instead of straight up and down, which helps. The opening into to the roof was quite large because I was, it helps because I'm carrying my camera bag and my tripod on my back, and sometimes they have a hole in the roof that's only big enough for a person to get through, and sometimes only big enough for a tiny little person, not a normal sized person like me. But today was good from that standpoint. I didn't have to have those struggles. Just actually climbing the ladder is kind of fun. And then being up on the roof and in the wind. This was a country school, so there wasn't much stopping the wind. And so I'm just thankful that the wind was not any worse than it was. It really wasn't bad at all. It was more like a breeze than a wind, but it was filled with cold rain, which did make the evening rather uncomfortable. But I'm thankful that it wasn't a 40 miles an hour wind, because I've had that before. When I've been up on a roof, I'm thankful we didn't have hail, because I've had that before when I was up on a roof. And I'm thankful that there were people there that were interested in sort of teamwork of bringing the camera equipment down off the roof after we were done. A lot of times you go there and everybody just kind of packs up their own and heads for the hills. I know we had several guys said, let's just, we'll pack up the equipment and then we'll sort of bucket brigade it down, which makes it really a lot easier. Also today I had something happen that had never happened before. And I really don't know. Maybe there was something going on after the game, but nobody left. I mean, nobody, went to their car and got out. Usually I'm like one of the last people out of the parking lot because I have to pack up my camera and so forth. And this was true today, but and people were walking towards the exits and towards the parking lot, but nobody was getting in their car and nobody was leaving. So I just pulled right out of the place and right onto the highway, and I don't understand what I was missing something. I hope it wasn't something that I should have filmed for my. I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure the game was over when I left. But anyway, and it was a nice short game too. I want to be thankful for that at a time when we have. Inclement weather. It's nice to have teams that run sort of good old-fashioned I-formation offenses and run the ball a lot. I actually heard, I was down in the press box during halftime, and I'd heard the radio people talking about how neither of these teams really has a particularly effective passing game, and that's been a problem for them all season. But they still try every once in a while. They still try and complete a pass, even though they're kind of sure they're probably not going to be able to. But okay, let me... I brought some. I ran upstairs and grabbed. Oh, this will work. I have a gray sweatpants and a gray hoodie, which is kind of an outside hoodie, but it'll work. Just to have something to put on, so I'm not sitting here in a state of nature as I do this show for you. That'll work. Yeah, these are nice and dry and relatively clean. I guess as clean as one can expect. From something one finds in a bachelor's apartment. So, how are you? I've been doing all the talking. I'm sorry. I should be doing a radio show, and I'm sorting my laundry. Hold on. No, don't hold on. I'll do the show. I have my neighbors out back are having their weekly party. I'm glad that they have. This is probably my noisiest group of neighbors that I've ever had, and they're like right across. It's like 4 feet from my back door to their sort of side door. I'm on a corner, and it's not all that bad. It's just on Friday and Saturday nights they get kind of noisy, and it's not music boom 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 noisy or anything like that. It's just they run outside, and they're boys and girls, and they chase each other around, and the girls kind of squeal, and that's pretty much the extent of it. And then last year's group, or I guess the previous year's group, was kind of quiet, but this year's group's rather more rambunctious. So you may hear them over the microphone every once in a while, what they're up to out there. That's why I just mentioned it, because I just heard them. I don't know if you can hear that stuff or not. I don't hear them now. But anyway, my building is full now. I can't remember if I mentioned that to you or not. There are 4 units in this building that I live in. And I can't remember another time that the building has been full. And I'm also now the senior resident, having been here for 3 years. The other apartments have all cycled through since I got here. So that gives, like I said, gives me a sense of responsibility. I don't know, do I have to make sure they all get out safely in the event of a tornado alert or something? I don't know. Don't know what my duties might be as senior resident, but I know that's a senior resident. Sounds like a it's like a doctor thing, isn't it? Someone's a senior resident. That means that they're somewhere, there's someone important. I don't even know how that works. Maybe some of my doctor friends can enlighten me. So, I gave you the football report. What else can I speak to you of? I said, oh, well, I have my, I played my introduction at the head of the show, which I wasn't going to play because it's out of date now. But I felt I needed to put, because I was in the midst of trying to pull things over my head, and it wasn't, I didn't have the headphones on, I wasn't ready to go, so I clicked on the thing to play it. But here's two things to keep in mind. First of all, the Twitter account that I mentioned no longer exists. I committed Twitter-cide. I left Twitter. Mainly because it was just all, it seemed like the people, it was all kids that I was attracting as what do they call them, followers? I'm sure I've already forgotten. I've been, this experience was so traumatic, I've already blocked it all out. But anyway, the people who were agreeing to follow me, and that I was following them, was because that's the sort of rule I set for myself. Somebody followed me, I would follow them. But you know, it's all about penises and vaginas and rectums and just I couldn't hang. You know, it didn't seem like the sort of more highbrow, philosophical, cynical entertainment that I like to present. So. I was sitting there feverishly trying to figure out how to boost my number of Twitter followers one evening when it ticked down by one, and I couldn't figure out why. I thought it might be because I had been trying out a new strategy I was trying out a new strategy, and I thought I might have pissed someone off and got them to actually leave rather than, you know, gotten more people. And I'm just spending way too much time on this reward. That's not what I mean, but let's go with reward. For the reward I'm getting for it, so I just shut it down right there. I make decisions like that sometimes. It's amazing the amount of patience I can have, the amount of BS I will put up with, and then one day I just I just click, then it's gone, or whatever it is. I'm just how I operate. So no more Twitter account, so that means that the Facebook, the Mudtoe Sasquatch Facebook page is back. I'm a big fan of Facebook, but I feel I have to have some sort of social media presence. And I have a few people who know me on Facebook, so I've stuck with that, even though I despise it thoroughly. So if you do want to get a message to me, that's one way you can do it. You can find me on Facebook. It's Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch. And you can also email me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, and that's all one word. The other one has spaces in it. Gmail, the Gmail address is all one word, mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. You can get in touch with me that way as well. So that's one reason I got to get rid of that introduction, because that information is no longer current, no longer relevant. The other thing is that in the introduction, I refer to myself as a medicine man. Now, on my what they call a camera, it's actually an identity card for the Nemenha, the Native American church to which I belong. It specifically says that I'm a medicine man, so that's why I always said it. I don't really so much think of myself as a medicine man because I don't practice in that way. I don't give people nutrition advice. I don't give people spiritual advice, at least not in a direct way. I don't do any of that shaman-y stuff. What the Nemenha call me is a healer of society. That I've chosen to use words as my modality. But I guess there's been some question raised now as to what the words medicine man means, what the words medicine man mean in a literal and a legal sense. So there's a sort of retrenchment going on in that area and in some other areas as well. And I don't want to get too deeply into Nemenha politics, mainly because I don't follow them that closely. But, there's a lot of, I guess it's sort of a loose definition, it's a popular definition, sort of an understanding of what some of these words mean. And I guess by throwing them around carelessly, we can get into some uh, some trouble with as far as the protections we enjoy under federal law and under international laws as indigenous peoples following an indigenous religion, an indigenous tradition. And I think I've said before on here that I'm not one of the first people, which is what people this is probably an example of the same thing I was just talking about. The first people being what most people would think of as Native Americans, the people whose ancestors were living here before Europeans came here and started doing their thing. I don't have those bloodlines. I mean, through 6 degrees of separation, I probably do, but as something I can put my finger on, point to, and say these are my ancestors. No, I don't have that. My ancestors are Europeans. I'm a middle class white boy, and there's just no getting around that. But I call myself a Native American because, in the sense that I was born in America. I mean, as far as I know, that's what my mother told me. It's what my birth certificate says, but recent politics, we know what that's worth. But I'm, as far as I know, I was born in America, and that makes me a native of America, a Native American. But I'm not one of the first people, and I don't mean in any way to encroach upon that. What do I want to call it? There's sort of cultural. What is that? I almost had the word and it went away. Collateral is not the right word. There's stuff that comes along with being one of the first people, and it's not my intention to steal that or appropriate that and use that for my own purposes. That's what I'm trying to say. But that has been done a lot. And many of my brothers and sisters who are first people are wary of that. And there are those who believe that the ceremony of the first peoples should not be shared with white people because we'll steal it and use it for our own purposes. And that, I believe, if I'm understanding the information that's coming to me from the church correctly, that's what's behind this emphasis on using exactly the right word for everything, so that there's no misunderstanding of what it is that we're doing. One of the things is, what is a medicine man? And another thing is, what is a sweat lodge? Which we've now very recently said we don't call our sweat lodge a sweat lodge anymore. It's an itsipi, which is our tradition's word for that ceremony, that idea of going into a small place, a shelter place of some kind with hot rocks and pouring water over the rocks, and the steam comes up. And in the steam, first of all, the body is purified. And second, we are separated from our ego, and our true voice is allowed to speak without that filter. And you're going in further into it, something people believe is you can make contact with heavenly beings and spirits. And so we're in that state of the idea is, while your ego, while your humanity, while your consciousness, whatever word you want to put on it, is fighting against that discomfort of being in that sweat lodge, because it gets very hot, it gets very, very hot. And while you're fighting, while your rational self is fighting against that discomfort, the sort of higher levels of your being, if you want to refer to them in that way again, they are able to come through, and without that sort of interference. And that's a ceremony that's not unique to North America or even the Western Hemisphere. Sweat lodge happens in different forms all over the world. But one of the groups of First Peoples here in North America has taken it upon themselves to claim the sweat lodge as their own. And they want to make it so that they're going with the federal laws and the international laws that protect us, want to write into those laws that only they are permitted to do the sweat lodge, which is absurd on its face, just for the reason I just said, that they certainly are not the only people who do sweat lodges. They are certainly not the people who originated sweat lodges. So we have to make a distinction. Ours is an itsipi. It's a different ceremony than the ceremony that this particular group of First Peoples does. And I, there's another reason, too. They had that incident in, I believe, in Arizona, it's been a few years now, where a number of people died during a sweat lodge. And the group of First Peoples that I was talking about came sort of under fire because of that. And there was a time, there was a long time in the United States when the sweat lodge itself was illegal. I won't say mainly, I don't know that, but there's, because there are some people who use natural substances with hallucinogenic properties in connection with that. That's not something that our church does. And it is something that you require very, very special training and certifications to be able to do and still have it be protected under federal and international law. Very, very, I understand, very strict about that. So as we're going through a period of change in our church. And so one of the consequences, certainly it's one of the smaller ones, is that I'm going to have to redo the introduction to my show and just not call myself a medicine man, at least not for a while. And, you know, which I can do. I needed to redo it anyway because I'm not on Twitter anymore. The problem with that, at least in the short term, is that I no longer have the program I use to make that nice little introduction. They use it to blend the two, you know, my voice along with the track of Drum Circle at Iggy's Restaurant. I put those two things, and I put my voice over the music and blended them and created one track. And I had software that did that. And sometime in between now and the time that I did that, I upgraded my computer to Windows 7. And there's this wonderful little thing that happens in some programs when you upgrade Windows. They just quit working. They won't work anymore when you go to Windows 7. It's something to do with 32-bit versus 64-bit processing. Whatever the reason, my sound editing program doesn't work anymore, and neither do any of my video editing programs. So I've had to learn to get used to Windows Live Movie Maker, which has been a chore, but I'm starting to get the hang of it now. I know of a program called Audacity, which I've never used, but it's freeware. I'm cautious about using, apprehensive about using freeware because last time I did, my computer just caught all kinds of, I don't know if you call them viruses, but there's a bunch of sales-related software on there that I can't get rid of now. And the last time something like that happened, I took it to a computer shop and they charged me $75 to get rid of it. And when I got the thing back home, it still had the software. They hadn't gotten rid of it. They thought they had, but they hadn't. So even the professionals at the shop couldn't quite make this thing do what they'd hoped it would do. So, you know, they say Audacity. I've heard a lot of good things about Audacity, and I haven't heard, oh, and by the way, you'll get all this malware on your computer if you download it. So I think maybe that's the way I'm going to go. Is download that, and then I can make a new introduction, because I like the introduction. I think it sounds, it's just more professional than just popping on the air, hey, here I am. And I wish that when I'm away from my computer doing my show from my cell phone, that there was a way I could trigger the introduction. I know there's supposed to be a way that you can set it to do it automatically, and honestly, I have to click a button on Blog Talk Radio's website to make that happen. And supposedly there's a way you can set it up to where you don't have to click a button, that it'll just go by itself, but I've never been able to make that work. The purpose of that is if you're not going to be there at all, you record a show. Like I've recorded a whole, you know, half an hour show before, and then uploaded it to Blog Talk and set it to play it at midnight on Friday, and it didn't play it. I've never been able to make it work. So even if I do pre-record a show, I end up having to sit up until midnight and start the thing anyway. The day is starting to catch up with me. I am starting to feel tired now. I am starting to feel like maybe I can go to bed and get to sleep and without waiting until 4 in the morning, which is good because I have to get up early in the morning. This has been my third early in the morning in a row. It's been a while since I've had to get up early 3 days in a row. The first day was because I told Iggy that I would go and help him with the sweat lodge. We had the first one. We just, you know, Sippy. We opened it up, and the brand new one, we had to get rid of our old one because the local government was giving Iggy some problems about it. Thankfully, we had some friends who invited us onto their property, and we sort of initiated the new Mississippi Lodge last month. And we discovered there was it didn't hold up very well. It was kind of broken down on one side or the other, or just on the front near the door. We thought maybe as people were coming out, they were leaning up against the thing. It's really not designed for that. You know, it's made out of willow branches. So we reinforced it, and I guess just going to give everybody instructions to sort of not don't lean on the sweat lodge. It's not for leaning. Don't lean on the sweat lodge because it'll break. So there was that. And then this morning, I told someone that I would help them. They had a conference, an educational conference. People I used to work with at the college. And they needed somebody to work Friday morning, and they couldn't find anybody, so I told them I would do that, even though I don't work there anymore. So to be up early for that. And then tomorrow morning, our God bless them college football team has their game, and I live on one of the main approaches to the stadium, so we have to, well, so we live here, have to get our cars off the road so that the paying customers can get in. So I have to get up early, not real early, but early enough. I really couldn't classify it as sleeping in. I do have to go out and get my car off the road. I was going to say I have a caller, but they abandoned me. Callers are an interesting thing. We have a guest call-in number, and I almost never give it out over the air because my guests, I can't say that they haven't worked out. I don't know. It just feels if I'm not expecting the call and then I'm trying to, and if somebody ended up calling me for relationship advice once, and you know, I'm the last person in the world you want to ask for relationship advice. But I ended up talking to her a lot about the male perspective, so that ended up being productive for me at least. You know, I got something out of it. I don't know if she did. But that's moot because the caller that was waiting went away. Must have been listening and said, I guess I don't want to talk to him. This is, I guess, I don't listen to a lot of the other shows on Block Talk, but I've been told that mine is fairly unique in that I do this very sort of isolated thing where it's just me talking. And that's all right. You know, that's useful for me. But at the same time, you know, I'd like to address the needs of the people who are listening. I presume there are some of you. So if you could, you know, I am kind of shy about answering the phone on the show, but there's always the Facebook page. There's always the Gmail account, which reminds me, I started about Twitter. I forgot. I did have one Twitter follower. I had a few, more than one. But there's this one in particular that I liked and I had a couple of interesting interactions with. And she knitted me a hat and sent it to me in the mail. So I have to make sure that I'm not on Twitter. I can't thank her via that, but I'm going to make sure I write her an actual letter and send it to her and thank her for that. So that's on my agenda for tomorrow as well. Getting my football video downloaded and then uploaded to the people who will hopefully pay me for it. And continuing my work on my book, which my many times delayed book, which is now targeted for January of 2013. Oh, and I'm going to be seeing my psychic tomorrow, too. So very big weekend in Mississippi on Sunday as well. So it's a big weekend coming up. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I thank you for spending part of it with me. And please join me next week here on Mud Talk Midnight. And have a good night.